journey from the plank through the omniverse. The shortest distance you can travel at the speed of light. Watch me take the same path as the neutrinos flight. Shot forward, zooming past the top quark, where the space, time, and energy rows do not fork. I've been slept on since the electron, westborn, home of the place to leave your chest warm. Photonic crystals are my playthings, rap at this scale, spoken in gamma ray wavelengths. Blaze beats, on my way to H3, unstable combustible isotopes at great heat. Fluid like a Mickey Mouse molecule, breaking down all atomic rules on the follow through. I traverse the alpha helix, on the way to complex chemistry, you're bound to see it. Deoxyribonucleic secrets in the deep end, as I keep the beat and sow the seeds of reason. The only heathen that can bring you cell replication, shoot questions dead through the barrel of investigation. Separation, two strands, introduce RNA into the sequence, then you'll get a new hand. Puffin' Chiba with amoeba, debating which came first, consciousness or the creature. With tapeworms, cannabis tea poured from Russell's teapot, to toast to every person to ever win an EGOT. Pack the stadium, the size of a coliseum. Skyscrapers, high-rises, tetrahedrons. Give me a beat and an ounce of leaf, and I'll show you things from the crease of the mountain peaks. Stay artful as I chop countries to state parcels. Leave the planet completely, become a space marshal. On the red plains, exploring the Mars dunes. Scrutinize asteroid debris and small moons. Who you talking to? I spit the cold fission. Visit every world near, then leave the solar system. Only one of many. All the space in between here and there is cold, and much of it is empty. Still come across a nebula or two, a couple of parsecs, and we've only gone a few. The void we launch into, from Orion's arm. Starships, galaxy class, we flying on. Galactic following, barely known in a local group. Training all alone, their large voids evoking truth. Take it in, let it sober you, as we go out to get a better seat of the overview. An ocean of space engulfing you, with so many superclusters, they're singular in multitude. Every single one, from Leo to Pavo Indus. I've traveled it all, from Columba to Ophiuchus. I break jaws with the great wall of galaxies and filaments that would face all. One existence of distances that you might fear, from end to end, that's over a billion light years. In a sea of universes, it's a bubble in. And this is from the human's perch at the Hubble length. At scales like this, I find it troubling. How can I describe one branch when there are other limbs? Fleeing singularities while they're doubling, coming out the face of multiverse right in front of him. Nowhere to hide, the vast smothers him. A gram's number of gigaparsecs to the upper rim. Hyper realms absent temporal cause. Every unique cosmic set with different physical laws. Plus every species capable of computation probably has supercomputer run simulations. With a population trying to explain it, with its own Dr. Gates and its own language. Dirty windshields hinder our comprehension, while tracking down great attractors aiming for ascension. From here, the multiverses look like sheets of paper in a library of books near the speed of lasers. Xeno structures that are even greater, built from every fundamental thing you see in nature. At a hyper glance, you wouldn't even notice the beauty of the balance. Damn, they should have sent a poet. The Omni, the top of the hierarchy, where all modes are in play, even the Om probably. Cyclical birth, life, and death of a whole entire cosmos, where your old life's a speck of probability, swallowed by infinity, existing longer than all cosmological history. Swallowed by infinity, existing longer than all cosmological history.
Nature, you're right, and then perhaps our human affinity for this is a reflection of what nature does, because nature uses symmetry in enormous numbers of places for the shape of a flower, a snowflake, any place where we humans look out and we find something beautiful. If you analyze it long enough, you'll probably figure out that we're looking at a symmetric image. Mm. But then nature turns around and pulls a trick on us, because if the world were perfectly symmetrical, we could not exist. And so nature in the end breaks symmetries, and it turns out that it's by the breaking of those symmetries that the laws apparently of nature that allow human beings to exist occur in the way that they do.
Mm.